Hi, my name is Rob, and I'd like to tell you a story you might like. When I was younger, just about your age as a matter of fact, life was full of ups and downs. I had two older brothers growing up. Sometimes we played together great, and other times we fought with each other like cats and dogs. I never knew quite what to expect. I was getting bigger, so Mom and Dad were expecting me to take care of more and more. They wanted me to clean up my room once a week and pick up my things after I had used them. I was starting to feel pressure when they were unhappy with how I was behaving. I remember our vacations too. Those were fun. Every summer we would go visit our relatives. I liked playing with my cousins. We would pack up our bathing suits, towels, and a picnic lunch, and take off to the lake to go swimming for the day. I was learning how to swim and felt confident in the water. Swimming underwater was the best. I would take a few deep breaths and fill my lungs with air. Then I would dive under the surface and slowly swim to the bottom of the lake. I kept my eyes open and could see the grains of sand at the bottom. I loved how quiet and relaxing it was to swim underwater. Later in the evening, while the adults were talking, we would play games inside or go out in the cool evening breeze. After a late snack, we would get ready for bed. I was always a bit nervous before I went to bed because sometimes at home, I would wet the bed in the middle of the night. I didn't want it to happen while we were visiting. I thought only little kids still wet the bed and didn't understand why it was still happening to me. Most nights nothing would happen, but I still worried that it would. After our visit, I remember the long drive back to our home. We would play car games like license plate poker and sing songs all the way home. Spending time alone was important to me too. I would ride my bike to a special place in a park near my house. I would sit by the river watching the water swirl around the rocks underneath. I felt the cool dampness of the grass through my jeans. This was the place I would come to think about things, especially the problems I was having. By now, I bet you're wondering why I'm telling you about all this. I'm telling you this story because something might be happening to you that makes you feel all these feelings. Sometimes, late in the night, while you're fast asleep, you might be wetting the bed just like I did when I was your age. Your parents have probably tried everything to help you to stop. You might even wet the bed some nights just because you're so upset about the whole thing. Well, there isn't anything wrong with you. It's just that you are so deeply asleep in the middle of the night that you don't wake yourself up in time to go to the toilet. So you just go in your sleep. Then the bed gets cold and that wakes you up. Even though your mom or dad don't say much, you know that they are frustrated and bothered, and that bothers you. Well, if you'd like, there may be a way for you to learn how to wake yourself up to go to the bathroom even though you are fast asleep. That's right, and it's easy to do. All it takes is to learn how to relax and use your imagination. Let's give it a try. It may feel weird at first, but it can get easier as we go along. Close your eyes for a moment and let yourself relax. Just take a deep breath like I used to do before I would slip under the water, let it all out, and feel your whole body loosen up. Try to listen just to the sound of my voice for a moment. If you do, you might be able to block out other sounds coming into the room. I'm going to count backwards from 10 to 1. As I count backwards, you might feel your body moving downward into relaxation. At times, you may feel more tense, and then the downward movement could start again. When I reach 1, you might feel as relaxed as you've ever felt. Let's begin. 10, and your body seems to start moving downward. 9, and you become twice as relaxed. 8, and the movement downward seems to be going on its own. 7, and the movement seems to quicken. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and at 1, you've moved to a deeply relaxed feeling. At times, the relaxed feeling may seem to go away, and then it might return again. With your eyes still closed, and as you listen to the sound of my voice, pretend that you are floating on an air mattress on a beautiful lake under the warm sun. Just use your imagination. Let yourself feel the gentle bobbing of the air mattress on the ripples of the water. Feel the warm sun on your face. Feel your body become more and more relaxed. It feels as if you've become very heavy and relaxed. The more you feel the gentle bobbing of the mattress, the more relaxed you become. You don't have a care in the world. All you feel is the gentle and relaxing movement of the water and the warmth of your eyes. It is a pleasant and deeply relaxing feeling. You can still listen to my story while you're this relaxed, and you can remember everything I am saying. My story will go to a place deep inside of you and help you when you need it. Now I'd like you to pretend that you are your favorite hero. Pick the person you most admire. Perhaps it's someone you know from the newspaper or TV, or maybe one of your friend's parents. It could be someone who plays sports or a singer you listen to on the radio. Let yourself feel how powerful and strong they must feel inside. As your favorite person, you know you can do just about anything. You can have everything you ever wanted to have. You look and feel good to yourself and everyone around you. You'd like to do something about wetting the bed at night. You know deep inside that if you want, you can gently wake yourself up when you have the first feeling that you need to go to the bathroom. You might also wet the bed if you'd like, and that's okay, but now you'll be able to choose. You have the power to wake yourself up to go to the bathroom or to wet the bed. If you'd like, you'll be able to feel the first urge you have to go to the bathroom. When you feel that first urge, you can start to wake up. As the urge becomes stronger, you can be fully awake. You can feel calm and in control. You can remember where the bathroom is and move into it. There will be plenty of time to make it before you go to the toilet. That's right. It can all happen automatically. You probably won't even think about it. You can feel the urge, wake up calmly, move to the bathroom, and go to the toilet, all on your own. After you are finished, you can return to your bed feeling proud and powerful. Your parents might feel the same way in the morning. When you've crawled back into your bed, you can fall gently back to sleep and sleep peacefully through the night until morning. Now that you've heard my story, you can slowly open your eyes all the way and feel refreshed. You can either go back to what you were doing, or if it's time to go to sleep, just let yourself drift quietly off to sleep. I've enjoyed telling you my story. I'd like to visit with you again. Take good care of yourself, and think good thoughts about yourself.